Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is the timeline of the last days, the end days. If we're in the tribulation, and I'm going to show you some things today that certainly point to it. If we're in the tribulation, that means understanding the last days is extremely important, because it's no longer just going to be in the newspapers. It's now going to be in your Bible. It's also important to understand so that when we see these things come, like wars and persecution, we understand. We're more prepared. Now, I'll tell you right up front, every time I start teaching on Bible prophecy, people tend to turn away. And I think it's because they think it's too deep. It's too complicated. I can't possibly understand that. But again, if the tribulation has started, if it has, then I'm going to have to say it's time for everybody to sit up, bend their ears forward, concentrate, and try their dead level best to learn about the times that they live in, to learn about these last 7 years before Jesus returns. Now, before I get started into that, holidays, Thanksgiving, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, and Christmas and New Year's, all of that are the worst financial times of the year for at least our ministry. I don't know about the other ones, but at least our ministry. So it's been really dry financially for the last 30 days. So if you love Prophecy Club, then especially if God has blessed you, if you could help us out, that would be really, really good. Now, I started to tell you about how we're about to have to get off of a television network that we don't want to get off of, but it's been my experience over these last 30 years of being on radio and TV, asking for money to keep us on a station never works. I can't explain why, but for those people that do care, that think that our message should go out to other people, Americans, and this is a global network, so it's not even just America. If you are a watchman and you think that what we say at the Prophecy Club should go out to them, and you'd like to know what we need, it's about $35,000. Yeah, we put about a lot of money out. So if God has blessed you and you could help, now would be a really, really good time. Now through the end of the year, that would be a really good time. Okay, so assuming for just a moment, assuming that we really are in the tribulation, and I do not know that we are. I mean, I was talking to my wife today, and I said, someplace down deep in my heart, it just hasn't totally settled in that we really are yet. But the sad part is I can show you several things that point to the fact that we are. And I've got some emails saying, come on, Stan, you tell us in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. You've got two or three witnesses here. You need to go ahead and start telling people tribulation definitely here. Give me some time. I'm probably going to, but I'm just saying it's a very big statement to say the tribulation has started. Some of the things I'm going to show you today also point in that direction. And so I'm going to ask you, stick with me, because I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to help you to understand something that, may I dare say, a newbie to Bible prophecy, and there's a lot of newbies on, they get on some social network, and they're going to give you their opinion. They're going to straighten you all out on all this Bible prophecy. So then that brings me to the next question. Why listen to Stan? Okay, well, I've been studying prophecy for 40 years. I've been teaching it, and I'm talking about full time. This is what pays my house payment, my car payment. This is what puts food on the table for 30 years. Okay, so I think I've earned the right to maybe be one of the people that you should consider listening to. Second, over the last 25 years, we've had 160 guest speakers. And they didn't come in and talk about how to build a car, how to fix a car, how to fix your computer. It was all talking about Bible prophecy. And those 160 speakers made 330 DVDs, which you can watch, by the way, at watchprophecyclub.com. $20 a month at $200 a year. I'd recommend you do the $200 a year. You probably won't get through all those 300 recordings even in a year. Anyway, I've made 37 DVDs. Now, these are not 30-minute DVDs. These are not 15-minute DVDs. These are two-and-a-half-hour DVDs, and some of them are double and triple and quadruple DVDs. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm not trying to lift myself up. I'm not trying to make myself sound great, because none of this could have happened without Jesus. But I am trying to say, don't make the mistake of listening to a newbie out there that doesn't really understand what they're talking about when it comes to Bible prophecy. Next is, as many of you know, and I know we've got a lot of new people watching, but back in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I didn't think anything special was going to happen, but something special did start happening. I started getting revelation. I mean, all of a sudden, information would jump into my head. Even though I'd been teaching prophecy a long time, I'd never seen it this way. I had 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. And that one of the visions told me that I should put it into a book, that people cannot learn some things by audio and video. Some of the deeper things must be in writing so they can look at it, think about it, and let it soak in. So he had me write a book called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. I've also written a total of 4 books on Bible prophecy. Now, if that qualifies me to teach Bible prophecy and that I've been doing it 30 years, then may I say, listen to me. May I say, don't necessarily listen to some newbie out there. I don't care how many subscribers they've got. I mean, good grief, we had 100,000 subscribers before they took us off. Now we're back on for, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks. We've got a couple of thousand subscribers, but we're also on TV and a lot of other platforms. Again, been doing this a long time. Now, I'm going to start in Daniel. And we're going to do some basic things. And I promise I'm going to teach it in a way where you can follow me, you can stay with me, even if you're new to Bible prophecy. But, you know, like, try to concentrate, try to get this down. Because if we're in the tribulation, and a lot of people are thinking we are, if we are, then this is your world. We gotta set up bender ears for it. We've got to listen to this. Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed, and he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Basically, it said he had a dream. And he said, I saw in my vision by night, behold, 4 winds of heaven drove upon the great sea. Now, what he's about to tell us is these are the 4 last superpowers. See, I'm going to keep it simple, okay? The 4 last superpower before Jesus returns. 1 is he saw a lion. Now, this is not, yes, the lion is England, but it's not saying England. The way it's worded, it's actually a way that God is telling us and identifying this first great superpower would be America. Why? Because it says a lion that had eagle's wings. Well, America came out of the lion, came out of England, and our national symbol is the eagle. What about it? Well, it says that I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. Means that the eagle wings were pulled out of the lion, pulled out of England. We moved across the pond, as they say. We started in a new nation and was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man. Meaning, God made a nation out of a nation. God made a nation, America, out of a nation that was not a nation. We were not a kingdom from the beginning, you see. And it says a man's heart was given to it. And I think you'll agree, out of all of the nations of the world, America is one of the most loving and most kind and most giving of the nations. So our personality is love. A heart was given to us. Then the second superpower, it's the bear. What does it say about the bear? It had 3 ribs in the mouth of it. I believe that that means that the Russian bear is going to take over 3 nations. We've talked about that before. I don't want to go into it. I'm trying to keep an overview here. And they said thus unto it, arise and devour much flesh. Yes, yes, I know. Russia has already killed a lot of people, a lot of their own people. But Revelation is not talking about the past here. This is trying to identify the last day, specifically the last 7 years. It's saying that Russia, in the last 7 years, will kill a lot of people. We have a heart. Russia kills people. 3 is the leopard. Now, I'm not going to go into all of the reasons why the leopard is talking about Islam, specifically the Muslims, except to say, Google leopard. Print a map. Google where the Muslims live. Print a map. Overlay the maps, and you can discover that where the Muslims live is also where the leopards live. Now, that's one of the things. So it's pretty easy to figure out the leopard is the Muslims. Now, this, in my opinion, has not come to pass, but it does not stop the fourth beast from coming into position, as I used to think. And that's another thing. You think one thing when you're new to prophecy, but when you've been around a long time, you kind of let it like stew around in your spirit for a while. God begins to speak to you. No, that's what you're understanding there is not right. Another reason to stay away from the newbies that are teaching Bible prophecy. So I used to think that this had to happen before we could have the fourth beast. That's not exactly accurate. But what I want you to show you here is, okay, so the leopard is Islam. It has four wings. That means it's four nations, four land masses, and it has four heads. Means these four Muslim nations, each one having a ruler, will all work together. Now, I'm pretty sure Saudi Arabia is one of them, and I believe that those nations are the nations surrounding Israel, and dominion is given to it. And I'm not going to go into all the details. I mean, I've made a whole deep... Go to watchprophecyclub.com. You can watch, I think it's a triple or maybe a quadruple DVD where I teach through every word in the book of Daniel. Let's go on, though. Now, here's the point of today. I saw in the vision a fourth beast. This is your world government. This is what Emmanuel Macron is trying to bring in right now when he wants to form a one world empire. Dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. So that tells the personality of the world government. It had great iron teeth. That means it is not coming out of Russia. Wait a minute. No. What is the Iron Kingdom? Some say it is Rome. I believe it's actually probably more Babylon, which is also encompassing Rome. So it's telling us a geographical region where this comes out of. The simple answer is it's European. It's a new Europe, and that's what Terry Bennett was told when he said, watch Greece and Italy and France and I forget the other nation, but they're all European nations. So this is a combined European nation that will eventually rule over the whole world. And that's the reason it has iron teeth, break in pieces, stamp the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the other beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. 10 horns, it has two plays. The first play is, yes, it is a 10-nation regional or a European community. That's the first play. But also, we know Revelation 13 says he will take over the whole world, and he divides the 7 continents into 10 global regions. I'm keeping it simple for you today. Now, let's go on. Now, look here. Okay, so this is saying that the world government has now been formed. Once the world government is formed, then when the beast that's been falling endlessly and helplessly, which I believe is the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar, arises out of the bottomless pit, and then he will inhabit the body, there's a good possibility that he has already inhabited, so say the prophecies, already inhabited the body of Emmanuel Macron. In other words, he's not born as a baby. He just comes into the body of someone already alive. Then, once the world government has started, once the 10-nation confederacy has been formed, and it hasn't been formed, at least not to our public knowledge yet. Now, that doesn't mean it hadn't been formed, okay? But then he says, now I consider the horns. So Daniel then sees this 10-nation confederacy in place, and then he sees out of these 10 nations, he sees another 11th nation come up. That's what he's saying. And this 11th horn, this a horn as a ruler, this 11th ruler then, well, watch this, is going to overcome 3 of them. Meaning now we don't have 10, we now have 7, and then the 11th one becomes another one. So we're now down to 8 nations. Okay, here's the point. If we want to confirm that Emmanuel Macron is the Antichrist, and at this point I can't confirm that, but I'm sure watching, here's what you watch for. If you see Emmanuel Macron somehow get involved in a war, and it doesn't necessarily mean he attacks anyone, but if you see him get in a war with other European nations, his other fellow landmass nations, and he overcomes 3 of them, then boom, okay, no question. He's the Antichrist. I mean, we won't know for absolute positive, dead certain until we see him walk in, sit on that Ark of the Covenant, which has not been revealed yet, proclaim himself God, stop animal sacrifice. So, but that's in the middle of the tribulation. For those of us that want to be able to spot the Antichrist early, this is the way, my brothers and sisters. We watch for that 10-nation confederacy. We watch for the other 11th horn to come up and take over three. If he does that, boom, there he is. That's the Antichrist. That's how we spot the Antichrist early. Now, I cover this in my book, The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. The next thing we can spot for is his mouth. He has a mouth speaking great things. He says he's going to overcome three of the first horns, in other words, three of the other 10 rulers over Europe. And he says, and this horn, or this leader, the Antichrist, is a man. His eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now, that's the second thing that'll identify him. When he speaks, he will be mesmerizing. He will catch the people. Several people have seen this in dreams or visions. He catches the people. He is so, I mean, like Hitler, okay? He's mesmerizing. And once they start hearing him, if they haven't already accepted Jesus at that point, chances are very slim that they will. Now, let's on to the next point. Now, I know a lot of words on this page, and I thought about this, and I can't break it into two slides because I've got to make a point. It's got to be an overall point. Let me make the point. Okay, so this is the forming of the world government. Stand upon the sand of the sea, saw a beast rise up out of the sea, or the people, having seven heads, that's seven continents, and 10 horns, or they divide the seven continents into 10 global regions. Then upon one of his heads, or each of their heads, they will blaspheme God. That's a direct attack. Then he saw a leopard, that's Islam. Then he saw the Russian bear and the English lion. But the dragon, or the devil, gave this world government its seat, its power, and great authority. Because right now, Jesus is not the ruler of this kingdom. If this was my kingdom, he said, then would many angels come and help me. Okay, so it's not his kingdom yet. Now let's skip on down. He says, and to what's given to him, a mouth speaking great things. See, that's what Daniel says too here, a mouth speaking great things. So this confirms the guy that has the mouth, the guy that is mesmerizing, the guy that when you start hearing him, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're caught. That's the Antichrist. We haven't seen that yet. Not yet. He opened his mouth and blasphemed God. What does that mean? That's a direct attack against God. To blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Then he's given permission to make war with the saints and to overcome them. So it's not just America, but it's all of the saints. And we've seen other people with visions where this guy, I mean, David Phillips had a dream where he saw, no, excuse me, it was a vision, and he saw the Antichrist, excuse me, he saw the Pope, and he commanded people to worship the Antichrist. Now let's go on. Back to Daniel. I saw the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did set. Now here's where it gets complicated. This is where you need my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, because I have some charts in there, which I'm about to show you, that helps you to like get this thing into your mind, okay? I beheld till the thrones were cast down. Okay, that's a picture of the end. Let me jump to a chart here. That's a picture of here. Out here, this is the day Jesus returns. From here to here is the seals. The audible voice told me the seven seals play over 7 years. The seven trumpets play over 7 months. The seven vials play over 7 days. So they all conclude here at the seventh seal, seventh trumpet, seventh vial. That's the day Jesus returns. That's what it's talking about here. The thrones are cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Now, that's the Father, but Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, that's where it gets complicated, and I'm going to explain this to you. Whose garment was white as wool, his hair is like pure wool, his throne was like the fiery flame, and wheels burning fire. His fiery fame issued and came forth before him. 1,000,000 men stood under him, 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. Oh, well, that's Jesus. Yes, again, I memorized the book of Revelation. I know that's talking about Jesus. But it's also talking about the Father, and that's an important point. If you see, newbies won't get this. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to run them down. Bless their heart for trying to get it out best they can. I'm just saying, if you really want to understand, you got to find these old guys with gray hairs and wrinkles that can really tell you. They've been doing this a long time. Let's go on. So he says, then I beheld because the voice of the great words which the horn spake. So this is talking about the Antichrist now. This is talking about now the Antichrist has been put down. What happened? I'm going to come back to this. What happens to the Antichrist? So Revelation 19 is talking about Armageddon. I saw an angel standing in the sun. He calls all the fowls of the earth to come to the supper of the great God, where they eat the flesh of captains and mighty men, blah, blah, blah. And I saw the beasts and kings of the earth and armies gathered to make war against Jesus, which sat on the horse. Now, here it is. This is what happens to the Antichrist. I saw the beast, that's the Antichrist, was taken, and with him the false prophet, which is a pope, and wrought miracles before them with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that had worshipped his image. These, here it is, these both were cast alive in a lake burning with brimstone. That's what Daniel is talking about here. I saw the voice, the guy that had the great words, which the horn spake, even till the beast was slain, his body, not his spirit. I'm going to show you, not his spirit, because the beast, the false prophet, and then 1,000 years later, Lucifer is tossed into the lake that burns with brimstone, along with all those people that took the mark of the beast. Those are the only ones that get to survive in the lake that burns with brimstone, and they are tormented day and night forever and ever. They do not get soul death. All of the other people whose name is not in the book of life, and that includes also all of the fallen angels, all of the demons, all of those are all destroyed. Only the beast, false prophet, 1,000 years later, and then Lucifer adds to them, and the fourth group of people are those people that took the mark of the beast. Those people do not get soul death. They're tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Here it is. I beheld till the beast was slain, but his body is not destroyed. His body is destroyed. In other words, the flesh is destroyed, but not his spirit. And given to the burning flame. That's where he is, him and the beast and the false prophet. Now, let's go on to the next point. So what we're talking about here, to put this in order here, when Jesus returns here, the beast and the false prophet are tossed into the lake of fire. Then 1,000 years later, Lucifer is added with them. Now, I've got to move on. I've got to move quick here. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives are prolonged for a season and time. So this is when it's talking about the rest of the beasts. It's talking about the corners not harvested. It's talking about the people. They didn't receive Jesus, so they don't get eternal life. But they didn't take the mark of the beast, so they're not tossed into the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Instead, they're allowed to live for up to 1,000 years. I explain all of this in my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. You can get it at prophecyclub.com. Like one for $20, but don't do that. You get either 5 or 10 of them for a group price. I forget the amount. But the best deal is for $100, you get like, I don't know, 30 or 40 books or something like that. Prophecyclub.com. Yet their lives are prolonged for a season of time. Verse 13. Then I saw the Son of Man come in the clouds of heaven. This is, yes, on the Feast of Trumpets. Came to the, before the Ancient of Days, so the Son comes before the Father. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb takes place here. Okay, so Jesus returns here. He resurrects 144,000 one-year-old Jewish boys. Again, that's explained in the book. Then on Pentecost, we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Jesus is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are only given our wedding garment to see him crowned. Then about 4 months later, we return on white horses, following Jesus for Armageddon, where he uses the morning star to burn him up. Now, let me go on here. We're about to run out of time. Son of Man came with clouds of heaven, and there was given him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. He changed it from lamb to lion. He changed it from prince of the kings of the earth to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's given many crowns and a vesture dipped in his own blood. I'm running out of time. Get the book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. At the marriage supper of the Lamb, he's given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. All people, nations, languages shall serve and obey him. Then the 10 horns that were in his head of the others who came up before him, 3 fell. This is confirming the 10 nations we talked about Then there's the 11th one that overcomes the three. That's how you can spot. Look, if Emmanuel Macron is the Antichrist, it won't be long before we will know absolutely. And if he starts doing this, then we will know absolutely. We definitely are in the tribulation. No question. That's why I'm bringing you this. The timeline of the last days. Here it is again. So he had eyes. That means he's a man. He has a mouth speaking great things. He blasphemes. His look is more stout than his fellows. Means he's going to be a good looking guy, this beast guy. Okay. I beheld till the horn, or the leader, made war with the saints. That's just what we read out of Revelation 13. Ancient of Days, judgment was given to him, the saints of the Most High. And so, in other words, when Jesus returns, we are made to rule the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and worthy is the Lamb that was slain to take the book and open the seals there. Because he was slain, has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. That's what it's talking about. So then he's going, the fourth beast will devour the whole earth. They're using the CERN to make holes in the sun, holes in the earth, and they're literally going, they're in the process of treading it down and breaking it in pieces. There shall rise another among them, the Antichrist. He will subdue three kings, is confirming what we said. He'll speak great words against the Most High. And then when Jesus returns, he consumes them and destroys them to the end. Go to prophecyclub.com. Order that 40-book package for $100. That's the best thing to do. But at least get Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. At least get that one. prophecyclub.com. And if God has blessed you and you can help Prophecy Club, now would be a really, really good time. You know, you'd like $35,000. But frankly, I mean, that's what we need. If you can help us, God will pay you back. I've seen it. He will.
As we celebrate the season, let Joseph's Kitchen make it memorable with healthy, homemade, whole wheat bread. I'm Leslie, owner and founder of Joseph's Kitchen. Our goal is to help you live a more happy and healthy life.
At Joseph's Kitchen, our ingredients are ready for easy, everyday use, but are also designed for long-term storage.
Whether you're looking to make healthy, homemade, whole wheat bread, or want to make sure your family is prepared, Joseph's Kitchen is prepackaged to take all the guesswork out. We personally test each harvest to make sure you are getting the highest quality ingredients.
At Joseph's Kitchen, we pride ourselves on our quality equipment and all-natural ingredients. We are your farm-to-table alternative.
We are so excited to offer you our new product. At josephskitchen.com, go check out our new spreadable honeys. You and your family are going to love them. We have pumpkin, pecan, cinnamon, and original. It's great to put in your coffee or your tea on your brand new loaf of homemade, healthy, whole wheat bread. Don't miss out on this holiday offer.
Go to josephskitchen.com or call the number on your screen today.